Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the People Stack. Before we dive into this episode, I'd like to invite you to join our Slack team, Climbing the Tech Leadership Ladder. Join a community of other tech managers who are learning what it really takes to upgrade your teams, your careers, your paychecks, and your life. Send a quick, I'd like to join your Slack email to slack@thepeoplestack.com. We'll see you in there and enjoy the episode. Hello, hello, welcome to another episode of the People Stack podcast. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers, and I help tech managers upgrade their careers. I help tech managers who are struggling, who are feeling stuck in their careers. I help you to upgrade them, to get to the next level, to unlock the next level, to build your dream career. And the topic of the week is discomfort versus struggle. And in the last episode, I talked about how if you want to climb to higher heights in your career, the discomfort is required. You got to stretch the boundaries of your comfort zone. If you want to just stay in your comfort zone and sit on the couch and eat bonbons and stay comfortable and stay safe, 100% safe, then that's your prerogative. That's your choice. But if you want to get to that next level, that you're going to have to do some uncomfortable things. It's required. And I talked about in the last episode what that means and what that looks like. The struggle along the way is optional. Whether you struggle through it, it's optional. And that's what the journey is. But what I want to talk about today is, what do I mean by struggle? And are you struggling right now? And you don't even know it. You're like, I'm not struggling. I'm good. Could you be struggling right now without knowing that you are? In other words, you say you're not struggling, but you really are. So I want to talk about that, because that's often the thing that gets people to make the decision to climb that career mountain, to go through the discomfort of climbing through the career mountain, because you realize right now you're struggling and you don't want to be anymore. So you're willing to go through a little bit or even a lot of discomfort to get out of the struggle. Discomfort is simply stretching the boundaries of what you're capable of. It's not painful. It's kind of like one of the ways that I would describe discomfort is, it hurts so good. So if you've used a foam roller or lacrosse balls to like really get in there, it's some of those tight muscles sometimes. Like, it's not painful, it's uncomfortable, but you know it's good for you. It's that kind of thing. like when you're working out, like any kind of working out, right? We're not like you're not in pain, you're not doubled over in pain, like you need to go to the emergency room. There's a pain that especially like elite athletes talk about. You talk about going into the pain cave. But the way that I experience that, I mean, I'm not an elite athlete, so I could be way far off here. But for me, it's because I'm not an elite athlete. If there's any of you out there, I'm bowing to you, and you can explain to me really what the pain cave is. But from my experience, it's a discomfort cave. Like, that's the better word for me, because I'm like, I'm in pain and I need to go to the emergency room and get this fixed now. Like, that's like, I just broke my ankle. Holy shit, this hurts. Fix this now. Like, doubled over in pain, you cannot walk. We've all experienced, maybe some of you haven't, but I think that probably most of us have, unfortunately, experienced that kind of pain in life, where like you get this pain, whether it's in your side or your foot or wherever it might be, it's excruciating. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a discomfort. It's like, oh, that's I could do this. It hurts, but it's good and I like it, and give me more, because this is expanding me as a person. That's what we're talking. That's discomfort. That's my definition of discomfort. That's what I'm talking about here. Struggle is the pain. Struggle is this hurts. It's bad for you. And the question is, are you struggling right now in your career, but you don't know it? It's very possible that you are struggling and you don't know it because of the human condition. Because we are very good at coping with pain. Physical pain, emotional pain, spiritual pain, psychological pain, wherever it is that you feel it, we're very good at coping with it because we're very good at surviving. Our whole mechanism, our whole human body, our whole ourself is built to survive, to live, to keep living, not necessarily to thrive. So when you're struggling, you're not thriving. But you can be struggling and not be aware of it. You can be in pain and not be aware of it because you've gotten so good at coping with it. And here's the thing. I'm not giving coping a bad name. Coping is important. And it's often necessary in order to get out of the depths of hell. Because that's what helps us rise. It's what helps us get through the day. Like when you're going through extreme emotional, spiritual, psychological, physical pain, you have to find a way to cope with it. But there comes a time when you start to ask yourself, is this all there is? Do I want to just continue coping through my days? Do I want to just continue trying to keep my head above water? Or is it time for me to shine? Is it time for me to thrive through this instead of cope through this? The difference is when you're coping through it, you're just keeping your head above water. And sometimes that's what's required. But that's sometimes. It's in the short term to get you through the worst of it. Just keep your head above water. But then there comes a time you say, I want to thrive. Thrive is you're coasting, you're soaring above the water. The thought of drowning is like, what? The water's way down here. What are you talking about? That's thriving. And if you do get back into that zone of being in the water and like, oh, hang on a second, the water level's getting really high. You know what to do to get out of it, and you know what to do to get out of it right away. That's thriving. When the challenges come, you rise to the occasion. That's thriving. And that's what I want for all of you. And if you're listening to this, I know you want it for yourself right now too. In your career, at work, in your life, as a leader, as a human being, you want to become the best version of yourself. And you can't do that by coping through, by struggling through life. Because the consequences are brutal. The consequences of continuing to struggle through life, of continuing to cope through life, to just cope with what's going on in your career and at work and in the rest of your life, the negative consequences are brutal. There's a very high cost. Because if you just continue to struggle to cope with what's going on in your career, you're leaving hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table. If you continue to cope, if you continue to struggle, then you are sacrificing relationships and you may not even realize you're sacrificing them. You're sacrificing your own physical, mental, emotional, spiritual well-being. You're sacrificing your energy, your focus. You're sacrificing your impact. You're lowering the bar for what you are capable of. You're lowering your potential. If you continue to struggle, if you continue to just cope. So there's those of you right now who know that you're struggling. There's no question in your mind. You are absolutely struggling in your career. You're stuck and you need a way out. And do you know how to reach out to us? Some of you already have. Some of you are on the fence and you're going to do it right now at thepeoplestack.com/book. But for some of you, you're not quite there yet. You're on the struggle bus, but you don't realize that it's the struggle bus. You think it's just normal. You think it's okay. You think there's no negative consequences to it. So what I encourage you to do is just for a moment, I don't want you to live here. Where I want you to live is in an empowering place where you are taking action, bold action, decisive action to fix it. And the way that you get there is by noticing, hey, holy cow, I am on the struggle bus and I didn't even know it. I'm going to fix it right now. That's how you get there. That's how you get out of your comfort zone, because actually you're not comfortable, you're struggling. So how do you know if you're struggling? How do you know if you're struggling? Especially because what happens is we cope, we get very good at coping, and that just becomes the new normal. We normalize our pain. We normalize our own career pain, work pain, relationship pain, financial pain, physical pain, all the kinds of pain. We normalize it because we have to get through the day. So it's almost like, of course, this is what happens, right? So I don't want you to play the shame or the blame game on this if this is where you are right now. What I want you to do is take a step back and look at what's going on in your life. Are you struggling? And the question that I want you to ask yourself to find out if you're really struggling, if you're just coping, if you're barely keeping your head above water, but you don't even realize that because that's just what feels normal to you. Because you've been struggling for so many years, that's just what you do. The question I want you to ask yourself is, what am I tolerating? What am I tolerating? That gives it, it's a different vibration if you think of it in terms of music, right? It's kind of, you hear the same song over and over and over again, struggle, 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 cope, 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 right? And you don't, and it's like, no, no, no. And because it's kind of like, that's the association that you've made with that vibration, with that frequency of sound. I'm not struggling. I'm not coping. I'm okay. That's like the conditioned response that you've made to that vibration, to struggle, to pain. I'm not in pain. No, no, no. I'm good. But let's give it a different frequency. Let's give it a different sound. Let's give it a different resonance. What am I tolerating? What am I settling for? It's a different resonance, isn't it? It's instead of like, because like struggle for a lot of people is like way down here. It's like, no, 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 I'm not way down there. No, 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 no. Don't even want to talk about that story. Uh-uh. So that's what struggle can be like. But when we say tolerating or settling, it's kind of like, oh, it changes the paradigm, doesn't it? It's kind of like, I'm someone that actually helps you to connect with your higher self, because in order to figure out if you're tolerating something or settling for something, you immediately have to go to, well, what am I actually capable of? What's possible? In my extraordinariness as a human being, in my amazing abilities as a human, in my best version of myself, that's the bar that I'm setting for myself. Extraordinary success, extraordinary living, extraordinary career. That's the bar. If that's the bar, then oh yeah, there are some things that I'm tolerating right now. There are some things that I'm settling for, because it's not extraordinary. It's just okay. And that's when you begin to stretch and say, okay, I am settling. Okay, I am tolerating. And the dot that I want to connect for you is that for you, not anybody else, but for you, because you're listening right now. Because if you're listening right now, you're a high achiever. If you're listening right now, you want to live an extraordinary life. If you're listening right now, you are an amazing leader and you have the potential to become an even greater one. If you're listening right now, you will settle for nothing less than mastery. If you're listening right now, you're either on the path towards or have already become an amazing technical leader. So you're extremely intelligent, extremely full of integrity, and you know that you're capable of extraordinary. I'm just talking to you, not to the other people that might be around you who aren't listening to this. Their definition of struggle is different. For you, the idea of settling, the idea of simply tolerating something that's less than your best, that's struggle. The worst thing in the world for a high-achieving technical manager who is committed to mastery, the worst thing in the world is to not have that mastery. It's a part of who you are. So if you are settling in any area of your life, if you're tolerating anything in your life, that's a struggle for you. But it's just you don't label it that way because potentially you might. But if you don't label it that way, it's because you're like, no. I've gotten some success. And, you know, it's not like I'm living on food stamps and in a van down by the river, you know, like, no, I'm good. And what I'm telling you is, yeah, I know you're good. I know you're more than good. I know you're better than 70, 80, 90% of the world's population. But you have to put it in context of what you're capable of and what you want. So that's why I want you to identify the areas in your life. Just take 5 minutes, right? This isn't a whole dissertation, right? I've written one. It's cool, but this is not what we're talking about. Just take 5 minutes. What areas of life are you tolerating? What are you tolerating? What are you settling for? What are you settling for in your career? Are you settling for lower pay than you deserve? Are you settling for a lower job title than you deserve? Are you tolerating? Are you settling for working someplace that is not a hell yes job? Are you settling for saying yes to too many projects? Are you tolerating that? Are you tolerating too much work? Are you tolerating 50, 60, 70 hour work weeks? Are you settling for that? Are you settling for being stuck? Are you tolerating being stuck in your career? And that's become the new normal for you. What are you tolerating? What are you settling for at work? Are you tolerating a less than stellar relationship with your boss? Are you tolerating a less than stellar relationship with your team members? Are you settling for less than stellar, less than extraordinary performance on your part, on your team's part? Are you settling for just kind of going through the motions through the daily grind without really reconnecting to your purpose every day? Is that what you're tolerating? Are you tolerating not having a mission in your work, in your career? Are you settling for that? Are you settling for not having that sense of purpose? Are you settling for just kind of shooting from the hip in terms of what you do at work and what you do in your career? Is that what you're settling for? Is that what you're tolerating? And then also take a look at your home life and for yourself as well. What are you settling for? What are you tolerating? Less than stellar relationships with anyone, with your wife, with your husband, with your partner, with your kids, with your family members, with your friends. Are you tolerating less than stellar, less than extraordinary? Are you settling for a less than stellar home, a place to live? a car, a vehicle that's less than extraordinary? Are you settling for that? Are you tolerating that? And like in your physical body, physical pain, are you settling for, are you tolerating physical discomfort that you don't need to be settling for? You can get it fixed. Are you settling for being overweight? Are you tolerating being overweight when you know that you have it in you to lose that weight? Are you settling for not working out when you know you want to? Your extraordinary version of yourself works out, but you're settling for that. You're tolerating not working out. Take 5 minutes. Do it right now if you can. Make a list of all the things you're tolerating in your career, at work, all the things you're settling for in your career, at work, at home, and for yourself, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And then take a look at that list and get defiant. Get defiantly committed to saying, I will not settle for anything less than extraordinary. I will not tolerate less than stellar anything in my life because I am capable of way more. Hit the reset button, draw a line in the sand, and commit to your greatness. Commit to reconnecting to your greatness in your career and in your life. That's how you make the decision to change. And if you're listening right now, your career, your work is part of the struggle. It's part of what you are tolerating. It's part of what you are settling for. And again, I say this with love and with truth. Trust me, I've been there too. And we all kind of go in and out of it our whole lives. The thing is, I don't want you to stay there. I don't want you to live there. I want you to have the tools and the strategies and the systems and the support to realize when you are settling, when you are tolerating something in work, in your career, even the rest of your life, I want you to have everything that you need so that you only have to visit there momentarily and the rest of your life, you're living in abundance and gratitude and an extraordinary, amazing life where yes, it's uncomfortable from time to time, but you know how to thrive through that discomfort. And your career is the vehicle to help you to do that. Because if you're listening right now, you're struggling in your career and we don't want you to be. We want to help you see that you're struggling and we want to show you the way out. So the next step for you is to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. Follow in the footsteps of the hundreds of clients who are sitting right where you are or standing or power walking, or walking on your treadmill where you are right now wondering, do I want to do this? And can they really help? Can they really help me? And they made that call and the rest is history. Now they're living extraordinary lives. They've gotten that raise. They've gotten that promotion. They've gotten that job created for them. They have more financial security, more emotional stability. They're emotionally thriving. They're living in a place that 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, they never even dreamed that they'd be. Follow in their footsteps, book that call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. The number one question I promise you that you have in your head right now is, will it work for me? Will it work for me? And the only way to know is to book a call with us. That's why we do it this way. That's why we don't just like hide behind a web page and say, click on the button and give us some money, which is what a lot of people do. Just click on the button and pay $50 a month for the membership. Click on the button and pay $200 a month and we'll connect you to a mentor. And by the way, we're never going to talk with you. By the way, I don't even know if this is going to work for you, but here you go. Click on the button and give us some money. We don't do it that way. Because we want you to have true transformation. And true transformation means we got to make sure that we're the ones to do this. And we got to make sure, and you want to make sure that you're actually ready to do this and have everything that you need to be ready to do this. That's why we have this conversation. It's a career strategy session. It's a career clarity session. Show up coachable. Show up ready to get to the truth about what it's going to take for you to have an extraordinary career, an extraordinary life, to command a salary of at least 200K or more. That stretch salary, the one that makes you feel a little bit nervous inside, but oh, hell yeah, that's awesome. That salary, that one. That's what we're here to help you to do. Show up ready to have that conversation, and it's going to be the most clarifying. It is going to be the most valuable conversation that you've ever had about your career. And if we're 100% confident that we can help you, then we're going to present a custom tailored plan. We take a very custom tailored approach. A lot of people ask us how much, how long, give me the details. And it's like, hi, I'm Jen. We just met. Again, I say that with love. It's like asking somebody to marry. It's like going on a first date and then asking someone, you know, where do you want to get married and how much is it going to be? It's like, hang on, we just met. I don't even know if you're a fit yet, right? So it's kind of like that. We talk, and if we're 100% confident that we can help you, then we present you with that custom tailored plan along with all of the details, including the financial commitment, the time commitment. We'll answer all of the questions that you want answered so that you can make the decision to move forward and move out of the struggle, move out of settling, move out of tolerating anything at work, in your career, in life, and get to a place where you're living an extraordinary life. And your career is the vehicle to that. ThePeopleStack.com/book. We got you covered. We got you covered. And look, we are super excited. We have established a relationship with a new business partner who is going to help fund the investment for our clients. For those people who are ready, you're ready. If you're a yes to changing your career, if you're a yes to upgrading your career, then through this funding partner, we're able to fund the investment for you and split it up into affordable monthly payments. You got lots of options to make it work financially. So that's not even a question anymore. And I bring that up only because I know for a lot of you, the money question is like, can I afford it? Can I afford it? And I've talked about this before. The biggest piece is, can I afford not to? Because you're struggling right now and you need to fix it. But then when it gets to the logistics of how is this going to work financially, know that we have you covered, that it's going to be a no-brainer. It's going to be a no-brainer. And then the only question that's left is what kind of actions do I need to take, right? How many hours a week am I willing to commit to this? What am I going to do so I can create my dream career? That's all that's left. And we're here to help you, and we're here to guide you every single step of the way. ThePeopleStack.com/book. That's how you get started on this journey. So we look forward to speaking with you really, really soon. The message of the day is, get honest with yourself. Don't hide the fact that you're struggling, that you're settling, that you're tolerating for anything less than extraordinary, because that's why we are all here. We were all born to live extraordinary lives and have extraordinary careers. Claim that. Make it happen. Take care, everyone. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.